Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Oh, my goodness. God is good, and he is so worthy to be praised. Purpose for Godliness. Saturday morning, praise and glory. It is Saturday morning. I don't know about you all, but I got some things to do. I got things to do, people to see, and God is just so good. So whatever you're doing today, getting ready for Labor Day weekend or holiday or whatever, listen, I just want you to know that God desires to have a conversation with you. He wants you to know his purpose and plan for your life. So thank you again for joining me. Get your coffee, get your journal, get your Bible. Let's get our praise on. Let's praise the Lord together on a Saturday morning praise and glory, every weekend at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Get you motivated, uplifted on the weekend. I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith. Check me out every weekend, Lord willing, doing some other things. So I can do, well, you can see me, I guess. It is live, but, you know, not really Facebook Live, but I'm working on some stuff. So you can see me and we can interact together. So listen, I have some announcements for you. I'm going to try to recap a couple of two-three days I've had in the presence of the Lord and give you some words of encouragement to help you with the purpose God has placed in your life. Call in number 347-989-0144 every weekend at 8 a.m. Join the conversation. Email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com with your prayer requests, your comments, your questions, your suggestions you believe will help this ministry grow. Again, check me out on Facebook, Purpose for Godliness, facebook.com/purposeforgodliness. And listen, don't forget, I do check my email. Y'all not emailing me, so I need you to email me purposeforgodliness@gmail.com to submit your prayer requests and your comments. Listen, God is good, and he is so worthy to be praised. And whatever you are going through, I want you to know that God is on your side. You never have to worry about God being on your side. Those of us that are believers in Christ, oh my goodness, we never have to worry about God being on our side. So it's Saturday morning, praise and glory. I'm going to play an old school song and be right back. Call in number 347-989-0144, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith. All right, so hang in there. We'll be right back. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to try to get some songs in here this morning to uplift us and help us praise and magnify the Lord this morning. All right.
God, he rolled one day.
Praise God. Praise God. God rode in a windstorm and troubled everybody's mind. All right. That is old school, old school, old school. I was up early this morning, and part of my devotion is I find old school praise and worship. And that's always on my heart, and I just had to find it somewhere. Amen, amen. God rode in a windstorm and troubled everybody's mind. Amen. Oh, my goodness. And he will trouble your mind. Amen. Because he loves us and he wants us to obey him. Amen. If you have any type of conscience or spirit of the Lord stirring in you, God will not leave you alone. Amen, amen, amen. Saturday morning, praise and glory. Just so excited to be here with you and share with you. Today, I have a couple of announcements. I don't even know if they're listening, but I want to give a shout out. Oh, my goodness. I want to give a shout out to New Testament Worship Center. Oh, my goodness, and Prophet Gerald Jackson, we've been in revival. I'm saying we because I've been there both nights. We've been in revival. It started Thursday. Last night was old school. It was like old school church. I'm telling you, this is a young man, powerful, loves the Lord, on point with many things, and all things that he prophesied in my life was on point. And we just had an amazing time. So they're in revival. Tomorrow is the last day. New Testament Worship Center 2017 Summer Revival. Guest speaker, Minister Gerald Jackson. So it was Thursday night at 7 p.m., yesterday at 7 p.m., and tomorrow, Sunday, Sunday at 11 a.m. And the address is 382106 Street East in the city of Palmdale. Amazing pastor and wife, Pastor Lee Doris the Third, and First Lady Antoinette Doris. I mean, two amazing, wonderful, powerful, anointed young people that God is moving in their lives. And I'm telling you, we had some church last night. So please go. If you don't, you know, have your own service to go to, stop by tomorrow at 11 a.m. at New Testament Worship Center Summer Revival, 382106 Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. And also, hey, we're right down the street, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale. We're having service at 10 a.m. So listen, you can come to ours at 10 a.m. and go to theirs at 11. Service starts at 10 a.m. We also have morning prayer, Sunday morning prayer at 9:30 a.m. and goes right into our service at 10 a.m. We have an awesome time in the Lord. Come on out and be with us tomorrow morning. Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center every Tuesday at 6 p.m., every Thursday, noonday prayer, Sundays at 10 a.m., 381 386 Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. Our pastor is Pastor Melvin Smith. Oh, my goodness. Another anointed, wonderful man of God. And yours truly, Minister Daphne Smith. So come on and be with us. I guarantee you, if you stop by our church at 10 o'clock, go to New Testament at 11, oh my goodness, you'll have enough church for the day. I'm telling you. Oh my goodness. I just have to share testimony. Went to the revival and I've been to many revivals in my saved life and unsaved life. You know, I just, you know, brought up in church. I've been to revivals. But this revival has reminded me so much of New Light Church of God in Christ. When we had church in Santa Monica, it was just amazing. Powerful, anointed young man. God used him. God used him mightily. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of New Testament Worship Center. And I am a part of them because we are in the body of Christ. So all of you all that can't seem to want a fellowship together, you better get yourself together because we all going to heaven together. And if you can't fellowship down here, oh, my goodness. I almost want to say you might not make it. I don't know. But I'm just grateful to God for his goodness and for his mercy and for his grace. So, again, join Lifeline Missions tomorrow, 10 a.m., 381 386 Street East, New Testament, the end of the revival at 11 a.m., right down the street from us, one door down from us. And I guarantee you will have an awesome, wonderful time in the Lord. All right. Another song. And we'll be right back. Purpose for Godliness, Saturday morning praise and glory. If I sound tired, I have churched. I'm telling you. Oh, I need. I told them young people yesterday I need some vitamins, hang out with them, some super beats or something. But it's Purpose for Godliness. Saturday morning praise and glory. We'll be right back. 347-989-0144.
Sing back. Oh, 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 oh. I never knew a love like this before. But now that I found her, I won't let go. You were always waiting at the door. You said knocking you'd open. Well, I'm at the door. My eyes are. Than I've ever been before. Your grace that covers my fault, and I'm gonna tell it to the world. My eyes are, and they're open. My heart is searching for more of the
God. I want to see you. I want to know you. You are my God. Oh my goodness. Do you really want to see him? Do you really want to know him? Yes. Paul says to know him. To know him. Not just in the good, but in the suffering part, get your Bibles. I just want to share always. I'm going to always share the Word of God with you. Just me. That's just how I roll. I'm going to always share the Word of God with you. So get your Bibles. Yesterday, we talked about God dwelling in the midst of our praise. He is enthroned in the midst of our praise, or enthroned in the praises of Israel. And sometimes we feel abandoned and left out. And that was one of the things the prophet talked about at the revival, feeling abandoned and feeling left out and feeling like, you know, you're not a part of whatever we think we need to be a part of. But those feelings of abandonment is part of the suffering. It's part of the suffering. It's part of us becoming strong in the Lord. And if we cannot endure suffering, we just won't be able to make it. We will not be able to make it. So we have to endure. We really have to endure and go through. We really do. I want to read this, and I have another scripture that I want to share too. It's Philippians 3 and 10, because I had to look it up. It says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to him in his death. I want to know him. Not just, you know, the power of the resurrection. And Paul said the fellowship of his the fellowship of his suffering. We have to know him. We have to know him. So all of these things kind of tie together for me with what I shared yesterday. God sitting high and looking low and being a part of our lives even when we don't feel like it. Feel like he is. He really is. He really is. And so I just kind of want to share. I don't think I'm going to do this scripture any justice as the prophet did on yesterday. But this scripture stuck out to me because even in the midst of isolation, God still desires to restore. And even though this prophecy is for the children of Israel, we can apply it to our lives, because even the psalm that I read yesterday, Psalm 22, it's a psalm of praise. It was from David, all the things that he had endured and had gone through. Even though he wrote it and it was for the children of Israel, it applies to us, because we still have to we still have to praise him, God. We still have to give him glory and honor in the midst of what we are going through. So the scripture is Amos 9. That we had during the revival. I just want to share this. I'm going to read it out of the King James, couple of three versions of scripture that I just want to share with you. So Amos 9 and 13, it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, and the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the tender grapes of him that sowed seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and the hills shall melt, and I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, And they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled out of their land, which I have given them, says the Lord their God. 11 says, in that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as the days of old, and they shall possess the remnant of Edom, and all the heathen which are called by my name, and all the heathen which are called by my name, says the Lord, that says the Lord that does this or doeth this. In the Amplified Bible, it says, in that day I will raise up and restore the fallen tabernacle, booth of David, and wall up the breaches in the city walls. And I will raise up, and restore it, its ruins, and build it as in the days of old. They shall possess the remnant of Edom, ancient enemies, and all the nations that are called by my name, says the Lord, who does this. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the one who harvests, gathers the harvest, and the one who treads the grapes shall overtake him who sows the seed, for the harvest continues until planting time. When the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt, that is everything that was once barren, come on now, will overflow with streams of blessings. 14, I shall bring back the exiles of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the deserted and ruined cities and inhabit them. They will also plant vineyards and drink their wine and make gardens and eat their fruit. I will also plant them in their land, and they shall never again be uprooted from the land which I have given them, says the Lord your God. Wow. In the Message Bible, it says, Amos 9 and 11, but also on that judgment day, I will restore David's house that has fallen to pieces. I will repair the holes in the roof, replace the broken windows, fix it up like new. David's people will be strong again and seize what's left of enemy Edom, plus everyone else under my sovereign judgment, God's decree. He will do this. You need to say he will do this. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. That was the theme. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I will make everything right again for my people Israel. They will rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink wine, drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. I will plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so. Listen, yes, indeed, it won't be long. Oh, my goodness, yes, indeed, it won't be long. So God says he'll raise up the ruins, the tabernacle of David. The children of Israel. I just like this scripture, and I just want to encourage you, as I said before yesterday, if you're feeling abandoned and rejected and alone, the word of God encourages us, really does. The children of Israel, they had messed up, like we all messed up. So, you know, they messed up, and the northern kingdom of Israel rejected the house of David. They went their way, and then there was the southern kingdom, and there was a split, and judgment came. And so Amos declares restoration. He says, I will raise up the ruins and build it as in the days of old. God's promise is to take what was ruined. Well, come on now. What was ruined? What was ruined? Was ruined in your life, and to repair and build it. And sometimes God works in new ways. You know, his thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are not our ways. He sometimes let things get destroyed and in order to do a new work. And it is amazing because this heaven, the Bible says, this heaven and this earth is going to pass away in order for the new heaven and new earth to come. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We die to the things of this world in order to become new in Christ. Jesus. I was looking at a movie yesterday, Splash. I had to think because I'll say Mermaid, but Splash, with Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks, and I like that movie. And at the end, he had fallen in love with a mermaid. But what impressed me at the end was she had to go back to the water. And Tom Hanks was resisting. He was screaming and hollering her name. And all of a sudden, he just jumped in the water, knowing he cannot swim. He could not swim. He could not swim. And he died. But you know, this is me. I watch movies. Daryl Hannah, as the mermaid, came and breathed into him life. And every time I see that movie, I'm always stirred by that end part. And she said, once you become a part of me, you can't go back. I was just stirred by that because we have to die to the old. And I know we say we have choices and we in and out, in and out, in and out. But once you really die to the things of this world, you can't go back. You cannot go back. God wants to repair and rebuild us. And we cannot go back. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. He wants to raise us up, rebuild us. And it is because of him. And Israel was ruined. And then the scripture says, all the Gentiles that are called by my name, God announces that even the Gentiles will become a part of this amazing thing that God is going to do. And when you read it in Acts 15, it talks about the rest of mankind. They will, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, that they will possess the remnant of Edom. There's a lot going on in that part. One commentary I was reading, Edom, Israel, brothers and sisters, things happen. Oh my goodness. But they will possess it. They will possess it. And so God keeps encouraging them. The days are coming. Listen, your day is coming. And when I even hear that, victory is ours, or victory is coming, I just declare that it's here right now. I do. The day, and I know this is a future thing, but I want you to get in your spirit that eternal life is in you right now. Eternal, if you are a believer in Christ, eternal life with Jesus is in you right now. And so it ends, listen, I like this, what this commentary says. It says the prophet Amos ends the book, his book, on a high note. Listen, we have the victory. It ends on a high note. Oh, come on now. It ends on a high note. Looking forward to the day when God will restore everything. When God will restore everything. Even though the children of Israel had material blessings, they had the overflow. I'm talking about they had the overflow. but they were disobedient. God promised to restore to them their prosperity. God promised to restore to us. And so it talks about one thing after another. I like the Message Bible. It says things are going to happen so fast, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will happen at once. And everywhere you look around, blessings, one thing after another, one blessing after another. And things are going to happen so fast. I like this. It says they're going to bump into each other. I want my blessings to bump into bump into each other, just plowing and reaping and plowing and reaping and having the blessings and the rest and the restoration and fruit coming up in unexpected places. Because who ever heard about grace in the mountains? Okay. All right. All right. Just blessings overtaking us. So when God releases his blessings and restoration, the work will be blessed. It, you know, everything about us, even now, is blessed. Yes, we toil and we struggle. We do all these things. But everything about the believer is blessed. Everything about the believer is blessed. Everything about the believer. He says the plowman and the reaper. Everything about him. Everything about us is blessed. So even though it is a time of blessing and restoration, we still have to put in our effort and our time. And, you know, it is amazing to me that, you know, people say, and I know I'm talking, I just want to share with you. It is amazing that people say, you know, I'm waiting on the Lord. You know, I'm just praying and waiting on the Lord. Okay, so there are still things we need to do while we're waiting. I know we're praying, but there are still, listen, the Bible, I know, the Bible tells us, even if you think your brother has an ought, says leave your gift at the altar, go to them. I'm paraphrasing this again. Ask for forgiveness and come back. That's a work. That's something that we have to do. That's something that talks about building ourselves up. That's, you know, study to show yourself approved. That's a work. That's something that we have to do. So the Lord blesses, the Lord restores, the Lord does all these wonderful things. But that doesn't mean we sit on our flowery beds of ease and do nothing. And do nothing. We we still have something that we need to do, and that is to praise him and magnify him and obey him in the things that he has told us to do. Do the things that God has told us to do. He says, I will plant them in a land and no longer shall they be pulled up. See, and I love scriptures like this because as much as people fight against the people of Israel, and yes, they need to be saved individually and as a nation. As much as people fight against the children of Israel over land, the Lord says, that he is going to plant and they will no longer be pulled up out of their land. So many of the warnings from the prophet Amos are about the threat of the coming captivity and exile. However, God promises restoration and looks forward to the day when Israel will never again be pulled up from the land. So listen, it doesn't matter how people talk about you or what they do or what they say, God is going to plant us in a place where nobody can put us out. Nobody. God is going to take us and plant us in places where no one can take us. No one can pull us. Jesus prayed for us. Oh, I love the Holy Ghost. Jesus prayed for us that no one will be able to pluck us out of his hand. We can leave because, like I said, we have choices. We can make the choice not to obey, not to do what he says, and all of these things. We make the choice. But Jesus has already prayed for us. My goodness. We don't ever, bless his name, have to worry about this world, the flesh, the devil, plucking us out of the hand of Jesus. We never have to worry about that. He's going to plant us in a land. He's going to plant us where nobody, no person, no demon, no devil can take us out. Oh my goodness, isn't that amazing? And then he said, yes, indeed, it won't be long. It won't be long. So be encouraged. As I said again, be encouraged. God is doing so many wonderful things for his people. And the devil wants us to be discouraged. He wants us to throw in the towel. He wants us to say that we've had enough. He wants us to backslide, however you want to say it. He wants us out of fellowship with the Lord. He wants us to miss our blessings while we're here on earth. He wants us to get discouraged so much that we say, God's never going to do it for us because it's taken so long for him to do it. That's what this said. He inhabits our praises. The Message Bible says, and look, you just sit. And sometimes that's how we feel. Lord, you're just sitting. You're not doing anything. But he sits high and he looks low. And even in the midst of everything that you're going through, God is with you and God is for you. Amen. Amen. So, I pray I've said something today that's been encouraging for you. Gonna play another song, come back and pray for you. And we're gonna get on with our day in Jesus' name. Amen. So call in number 347-989-0144. Saturday morning praise and glory. And I really hope you've been encouraged by the word of God this morning. That's my desire. Even though I'm tired, because I'm telling you, I shouted yesterday and Thursday and Friday. Oh, my goodness. I got my aerobics time in. my desire is that you know that God is with you and God is for you. Amen. Amen. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 347-989-0144.
We praise you. and you are an awesome God. We shout it out, and you are an awesome King. Let's shout.
Praise God, praise God. He is an awesome, awesome King. So I want you all to write these scriptures down. Amos, I know I did a lot of talking yesterday and today. As I tell you, that's what I do. I preach and teach. That's it. But look at Amos 9 and look at Psalm 22. And even though it speaks of future events, I was just kind of meditating on the scriptures, and I just kind of feel impressed to say, even though it speaks of future events, we need the Word of God to encourage us. We really, really do, to encourage us. So to get our hearts and our minds right for those things that God has promised to do for us, we're not going to be left out. We are all going up together. We gonna leave here together. Amen. So it's Psalm 22, Amos 9. And the last part of Psalm 22, starting at the 22nd verse, it says, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All the seed of Jacob, glorify him. And fear him, all the seed of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither has he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows, oh, before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. And they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. And all they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born that he has done this. On that note, it is so important that we tell our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren about the goodness of the Lord. Don't leave that out. Let them know what God has done for you. Amen. So it's been an honor and a privilege, Saturday morning praise and glory. Again, I'm always excited to share with you what God has placed on my heart to share with you. And I pray that you have been excited and motivated and restored and renewed and revived. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. You're the great and mighty God. You're so worthy to be praised. You know what to do for your people. You know how to encourage us, uplift us, restore us, renew us, revive us. No soul lives without you. All souls are yours, but the soul that sins shall die. We love you, Lord, and we praise you and we magnify you. Thank you for your word on today. Father, I pray something has been said that will encourage, that will uplift those that are listening and will listen. Thank you for the great and open door. I want to say great and mighty open door you have given me to pursue the things that you have called me to do. Thank you for the great and mighty doors you have opened for your people everywhere. Lord, I ask that you touch Prophet Gerald Jackson today, strengthen and renew his body, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Bless New Testament Worship Center as they go on in your power and your might. Bless my own church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Bless us, Lord, as we go on in the Lord. Lord, we desire to do a work for you. Bless us, Lord, and encourage us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for rebuking the hand and power of the devil. Shut the mouths of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In every church, every pastor, encourage God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for setting free. Thank you for healing bodies everywhere. Thank you, Lord, for stirring the hearts of the slothful and the lazy and the unconcerned and all of us that have excuses about why we can't do whatever it is that you called us to do. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Cast the devil out of the mind in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you. Hey, God. And we praise you and we honor you, God, for what you're doing right now. Bless us on our journey, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. Bless us as we go up and down the streets in our cars, whatever we have to do today. Be with us, lead us, and guide us in the way that you would have us to go today. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And the people of God said amen. Come on, clap your hands and say amen. All right, I got to let you go. I don't want to, but I have to. I love you with the love of Jesus. Keep praying for me, praying for Pastor. We are really praying for you all. We love you, and we want you to know that you are purposed for godliness. Have a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day weekend and the rest of the day. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm gonna put a praise on me. Come on out and just move a little bit.